What's up, Oos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it? The Bird Show.
This is just a little bit of the news piece that Fox 5 did on this kid, Stephen Stafford. 13 years old. Been at Morehouse College for 2 years now.
At 13 years old, Stephen Stafford is an accomplished pianist. He's also in his second year at Morehouse College.
How many majors?
Three.
Which are?
Biology, computer science, and mathematics.
Now, he's going to tell you here in a couple of seconds, not only did he go to Morehouse at 11.
Wow.
He's tutoring college students.
I think that's hilarious.
I want you to be in the mindset of a college student that you've hired a tutor, you don't know who it is, and you walk in the room and there's 11, 12-year-old kid, and you're like,
and you're 20. Where's
your mom? Is your mom helping me out today? And Steven says, no, I got you covered here.
You know, there's some guy standing in the library like 4 feet away from Steven with his backpack on waiting for his tutor. And Steven's like, hi, are you Carl? We're doing trigonometry, advanced in calculus. Have a seat. And he's like,
looking for
Ashton Kutcher.
My ego wouldn't let me do it. I had friends that come by and go, no, it's just my little cousin hanging out with me in Morehouse today. That's
right.
Steven and his mom, Michelle, are on the phone with us right now. Hey, guys.
Hey.
How are you this morning?
We're good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, Stephen, when in school did you realize that, you know what, the work that I'm doing, you know, like as a 10-year-old, is just way too boring for me. I need something more challenging.
I think I realized that when I was nine.
Nine years old.
I didn't really know that I was advanced either. My mother had tried putting me back in fourth grade with kids my age, and it was too easy.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Too easy.
And then I realized, hey, wait, I shouldn't be here. And I asked her, could she, like, homeschool me again, and she did. Mm-hmm. And now I'm happy, and 2 years later, I'm at Mora.
Wow. So let's go back even further than that. Like at 2 or 3 years old, were you doing math problems way ahead of yourself?
My sister was showing me addition and subtraction.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got bored, and being the bossy sister she was, she was like, let's play school. And since she was in kindergarten, she was teaching me the stuff that she was learning.
Mm-hmm.
And that turned out to be addition and subtraction.
So at 2 and 3 years old, what kind of addition and subtraction are we talking about doing?
Like just the basics, like 3 plus 3 and 2 plus 2, and then eventually like 3 plus 5. Anything I count on my fingers mm-hmm. was what I was adding.
What is 3 plus 5?
Where's your sister now? Like where? What level is she at?
She is a freshman in college.
Okay, so she's in college now too. But she was in high school when you started Morehouse.
Yes.
Wow.
So you guys are doing the same college stuff together now?
My math is ahead of her, but her literature is ahead of mine.
Okay.
That's amazing.
And if I was your sister, I'd never let you forget that. Well, my literature's ahead.
Or I'd be like, I taught you how to do addition. That's why you're at Morehouse.
What school did your sister go to? I'm sorry.
She goes to Georgia Southern.
Okay. All right.
So who encouraged you to make the move from elementary school to Morehouse? I mean, was that a teacher? Was that your mom?
It was accidental for me anyway. I was just doing what my mother told me to. And then when she couldn't teach me anymore, she said, okay, I have to go somewhere. And she found out college was the next step.
Wow.
And we went to college, and I started doing well in the classes.
Not only did you start doing well in the classes, did I read correctly that you were, like, first in your class the very first year you were there at, like, 11 years old?
Yes.
Wow. When you first got to Morehouse, how did the Morehouse men treat you?
At first, they were like, this kid, is he a teacher's son? I'm sitting in my class. Did they bring your kid to work day or something like that? And then, let's see. After that, when I started answering questions and tutoring them, they figured out, oh, he's a student here.
Yeah, once it gets to the point where they can get something from you, like you're smarter than them and that you can help them pass, they're like, all right, this kid ain't so bad.
I read yesterday, and tell me if this is the truth here, Stephen, that sort of this weird phenomenon happened on campus at Morehouse when other students realize he was legit, they've become really protective of him. Oh, yeah. Like, they don't curse in front of him. They treat him with utmost respect, and they sort of embraced you, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. That's cool.
Isn't that really cool?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was speaking with Dr. Ann Wyatt. She was the one that kind of turned me on to Steven, and she was real protective over him. She was like, yeah, you got to go through the proper channels. We're real protective, not over just Steven, but all of our students. Mm-hmm. And I went to Clark over there. I went to the AU, and they're just... It's like a bunch of mamas and grandmothers and grandfathers over there. You know, they're exactly. real. Exactly. Right, Stephen?
Yes.
It's like your grandma and your granddad over there, right?
Every there is your second grandmother or second grandfather.
Right.
Is your mom on the phone with us also?
She's right here.
Okay, I would love to talk to her for a second also.
Okay.
Because that's got to be a tough decision for a parent to make. Like, when you see your kid is so advanced, but socially you still want him hanging out with kids his own age. So how do you balance that all out?
Yeah, you're right. That is definitely an issue. Well, he has cousins in Hiram, Georgia, that he goes to visit. He would spend, you know, weekends or whole weeks when he's on breaks. And then he has a lot of friends that he plays online with. He does that PS3 thing, you know, 13-year-old right. age or sometimes older. But you're right. I mean, the whole thing about this experiment, because initially that's what it was, I wanted to make sure that the whole person, you know, or Stephen was developed, you know, not just the intellectual. And I know that a lot of kids in this situation, because of course I've met with other parents who have kids who started college as early as Stephen has. They've also stressed, you know, you want to make sure that the emotional needs are not neglected. His social needs are not neglected as well, but you want to keep up with the intellectual development. So. Yeah, it's been interesting. It's been a very interesting ride for me and my husband.
So I'm assuming that he doesn't live on campus. I'm assuming you have to drop him off.
No.
you drop him off at Morehouse every day, and then you pick him up later in the day.
I'm going to tell you, when this first happened, I was like in tears. I cried about the whole thing, really, because I had mixed feelings. I didn't know what to do in the situation, but I knew that I couldn't teach him any longer. So when my father actually said, well, you know, you're in Atlanta, call Morehouse, and then this guy, this division chair there who develops talent, very young talent, invited us to come on. I said, look, this is just going to be an experiment. I will follow him to class or take him to his class, and you know, I would wait there until it was over, and then I would bring him home. So yeah, he was definitely a community student. In fact, he still is a community student. We just met with the dean of admissions about this whole thing, and he's of the frame of mind that no, he does not need to be on campus, because we had heard of another prodigy at Howard, who was 12, I think, started out and was on campus, and so that we felt that that was not the way to go with.
Maybe you could find a nice fraternity, and those guys would just take care.
Oh my God! Please do not mention that.
13-year-old fraternity,
which is funny.
And that's what I was going to say, because you know, like I said, I went to Clark over there, and the fraternities and the sororities over there, is you can't stay away from them. I mean, you may have a step show just drop out the air in the middle of day somewhere.
Well, yeah, I guess that he has been affronted, but no thanks.
I want to ask you, Michelle. This is Carl. I want to ask you.
Uh-huh.
I want to ask you as far as, like, what was your threshold? Like, we were talking about my 8-year-old earlier this morning. I feed her and I keep feeding her, but I don't want to discourage her. But I want to keep that encouraging. What was that? Where did you find that threshold not to overwhelm Stephen with all this info?
You know, and good question. The thing was, it was really easy, Carl, because I wanted to make learning fun for him. And so I did a whole lot of creative things at home. You know, I mean, I introduced some DVDs and some computer software programs, things that I knew that, you know, he liked that would make education palatable for him. But then we did get to a point, I will admit, he was about 9, I want to say. And then I could tell when I hit the brick wall with him because, he, you know, it was hard for him to, I guess, digest some information, and I knew to back off. I mean, you got to look, you really got to be in tune to where they are. And when they start to look frustrated about, you know, concepts, then you got to taper off a bit, and then, you know, just, you know, backtrack and go back to some really easy stuff, and then, you know, just kind of feel your way along after that. But, yeah, just, you know, keep it. I just kept it fun. I kept it interesting. I wanted education to be something that he wanted to continue to do well past K through 12. And as it turns out, that's exactly what's happening, you know. But, yeah, you got to be careful. You got to really, like I said, be in tune to your child and where they are academically.
Michelle, you called Stephen a prodigy. Are there people outside of Atlanta who are wanting to learn about him, probe him, find out about his DNA? Like, how does his gene pool come together?
Here's the thing. Actually, we don't. The family thing, we don't like. He doesn't like the word prodigy, and we don't either, because we know that a lot of work went into where Stephen is. And I understand, you know, we're dealing with the public, and, you know, I guess when you look at the denotative meaning of the word prodigy, I guess it fits him. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the thing is, well, okay, answering your question, yeah, there have been other people who wants to work with him. In fact, he's working with a prominent mathematician right now. It was really nice how he approached us. He teaches at Clark.
Goodwill Hunting.
And so he stretches Stephen's mind beyond even what's offered at Morehouse. So that's a great thing, you know. But the whole DNA thing, no. It's just more or less, okay,
not
what
yet.
Did you all do in the home? You know, that kind of stuff.
If he came to you tomorrow and he said, Mom, I'm done with Morehouse and I want to go back to my school and I think I want to, you know, I just want to, I want to be in waste management. What would you say?
She's laughing. Right. You know what? And I would say, sweetie, you know what? Own the business. I mean, right. Really.
Yes.
You know? Because the thing, I mean, really, even with all of this, what has happened, my husband and I want Stephen to be happy. And that's what he has told us. He said, Mom, because he's, you know, he's done the school thing. And the thing is, classroom it may not be for everybody. And for him, it wasn't. And that's okay, too, you know? But the thing is, we want him to be well-adjusted and happy, and he's told us, you know, Mom, I love my life. So when your kid is telling you that, you know, hey, you kind of feel good and know that you're doing something right anyway, sure. Because it was a very scary journey for us.
Is he in the sports? Does he play any sports, or has he played sports?
He has. He's done soccer and basketball. Of course, he's kind of too little for basketball. And something, I forgot the other thing he did. But it was... Oh, he's in mixed martial arts now with his dad.
Okay.
He's kind of liking that, yeah.
Well, it's really nice to
talk
to you.
Can outsmart you and be trash.
Yeah, right? That's really I'd like to talk to Stephen one last time before
sure.
we say goodbye
absolutely,
to you guys. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you.
You asked me about leaving Morehouse. The only places he's going is like graduate school at Harvard or Yale or something like that.
Right. What's next?
Over in Europe. Hey, Rhodes Scholar.
Hey, Stephen?
Yes?
Isn't there some like weird law in Georgia that you can't graduate high school until you're like 16 years old? So technically, you're going to be graduating college and high school like right around the same time?
Yes, that's exactly true.
So at 16, he can't graduate high school, so he's going to get his diploma in both high school and college at the very same time.
Have you already taken the SATs?
Yes.
And what'd you score?
Oh, Lord.
Do you mind sharing? No,
not sure. I'm not good at testing. I don't test well.
Oh, good. What'd you get?
I am not sure. That was a while ago.
Yeah, that was the past. That was the past.
I'm sort of embarrassed that I got a 1450 on it or whatever.
I don't like talking to you because you have a child's voice, but you sound like an adult. And that really weirds me out. Like you're more polite and well-spoken than most grown-ups that I know, and it's bothering me.
So what does the future hold? Like, what are you going to be when you grow up?
I'm going to be an OBGYN with a specialty in infertility.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Excellent.
Whoa.
Unreal.
Big dreams.
Do you want to go into radio, maybe?
Maybe.
That's so beneath you. Don't even think about it, man. Going to waste management instead.
Hey, Steve, have you heard of the strip over there at the AU?
Oh, we had.
Have you heard of the strip? Good thing. Stay away from it. Stay away from the strip.
Hey, Steven, it's really good talking to you, man. Congratulations. And, boy, we're going to keep an eye on you, man, and I'm sure you're going to be whatever you want.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Congratulations, hon.
Good job, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
13 Huge. Years old at Morehouse.
Beauty pie. Awesome. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
You know, I didn't get to a question that a bunch of you guys were calling up, and maybe we'll have them on again. I wanted to know what the mother's educational background was, because I know people are pretty critical of homeschooling. Obviously, in this case,
but
it works pretty well.
You can't be critical of this one.
Yeah. This one's worked out pretty well.
You're on The Burt Show.